Madam Chair?
Yes, Lonnie. Yeah, we need to move.
Well, maybe in order to move us along, I do think it would be proper for the committee to recommend to the board that WBAI present a recovery plan. And that be the basis.
Board.
Pardon me?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lonnie. I apologize. Go ahead.
That we could, what are our options, right? We could vote the budget down, but I'm not seeing where that will solve any problems because we'll end up having to ask the station to present some sort of recovery plan anyway. So my suggestion would be, and recommendation would be, to ask WBA to present a recovery plan for the station by the date that the LSBs more or less have said it would be willing to do. By December 1st, and have this committee and the board look at it at that point to see if it has improved and solves issues that that Bertol has raised and issues that have been raised on the committee. So that's the only way I can see that we can move forward tonight with something that has the ability to move the station and us forward tonight. Of course, there may be another option, but it's the only one I can think of, that indeed a recovery plan is something they all want and all seem to want to work at. So maybe make that part of our recommendation in some way.
Point of information, Lonnie.
Yes,
yeah.
Lonnie, please.
Wasn't there a recovery plan before for WBAI?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that recovery plan actually did work. There was reductions of $145,000, and that has helped the station in the last two years. That's how it survived the last 2 years. Not enough, but it did. So another recovery plan, having another look at structure, having another look at the issues, absent the other option is to take over the station. That is to say, you could put it, all expenses would be pre-approved, but that assumes that there's some fat in the system and substantial sums could be raised that way. I don't think necessarily that's the case. So none of the options are great. None of them are great. There never are in situations like this. But I do think that for purposes of moving the business for us and for the PNB, they probably would likely endorse a recovery plan and put a date on it. And if that is the case, that may be the best recommendation possible, you know, at this point. That if we make a provisional approval, well, we all know what that is, but we could say the budget at WBI has a number of risk areas and that the Finance Committee recommends that a recovery plan be competed by staff and LSB and presented to the Finance Committee in this case, December 10th or December 15th, and with interim reports as to how it's actually going. And,
yeah, first.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay. Lonnie, I do respect you know, your opinion, and it's obvious you've been thinking about a lot of different venues and ways to save each station and the network and keep it going. I mean, that's obvious. But isn't the whole idea of a recovery plan to move forward from now on? There was a recovery plan 2 years ago, as you mentioned, and you said it helped the station. That was 2 years ago you started implementing a recovery plan. A recovery plan is a long-term process, project by which you change processes and you evaluate your processes and you go forward. So the fact that you're saying now we need to have a recovery plan again, you are negating what you just mentioned about the recovery plan success. You know, in other words, best-case scenario, you're saying that there was a recovery plan that worked, and as soon as I started working, and as soon as National or whomever stopped watching over WBAI like a hawk, they went back to their old ways again. So, again, you are supporting the idea that management at DEI is not responsible. You know, so when you keep talking about recovery plan that worked 2 years ago, a recovery plan that worked. It's like, you know, companies go into bankruptcy, coming out of bankruptcy, and 2 years later they go into bankruptcy again. It's not working. You know, and, you know, you want this thing to work. You're trying to make magic here to make it work. But we have to be realistic. You know, and again, thank you a lot, but this is not working. You know, and at one point we have to step our foot down. And what I'm feeling here is everybody is afraid and reluctant to take an action that's going to be painful. And then we, you know, past 5 years, 4 years, 2001, there has never been an action taken by this board, by the, anybody that is not pop, that is unpopular or that is painful. And I am strongly recommending that this body, which is probably the most one of the most efficient and hardworking body in this network, with the personnel committee also, to take the stand. You know, this is the only way we're going to save the network.
I don't know, Bertel. You're asking us to do something that nobody really wants to even talk about, that is
exactly.
Make a recommendation involving top management and their removal or whatever. And I'm not willing to have that discussion, and I'm not, certainly not willing to go to that solution. Now, what I'm asking is that, do you have any other idea that can move us down the road? Otherwise, you're just critiquing whatever's on the table and not really coming up with an alternative we consider.
I have an alternative.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay. Gary Knoll used to raise how much money for BAI per year?
I'm not really sure.
Yes, but it was very substantive. It was the highest after Democracy Now. It was close to half, if not more, than what Amy raised for us at the station. Not popular move, but obviously it was a bad move that we got rid of him. Well, make an executive decision to bring him back. It was a bad move by management to get rid of him. I mean, you're asking me to tell you, to give you ideas that will work. This is one idea that will work. The ad in the Nation magazine and Search magazine in New York, there's a whole bunch of them, put Steve Brown in charge of it, as he did before, and give him his parameters. I mean, you know, like Bowie was mentioned this thing about, you know, $25 or whatever. So give him the parameters and say, this is the deal. Go for it. Give him the ability to run with it. Because there's so much bureaucracy at BAI that we cannot do these things. So I'll give you those two things, and we would solve the revenue problem. Maybe not in 6 months, because they have to rebuild his audience, but we would solve the revenue problem. The revenue problem has been coming since then.
So let me just make sure that
you're asking.
Clear on that.
Go ahead.
You're suggesting that we give our advertising campaign for the station over to someone who's had a relentless email campaign to get an employee fired?
I'm suggesting that you give this to someone who has had a record of strongly supporting the station, and who may
have mentioned that this person strongly supports the station.
Yes,
right, putting out an email campaign that is not safe to send your money to the station. Send your money to my house. It's not safe to send money to the station. Send it to my house. This is the person that we're supposed to support.
Can I have a little order here? Okay. They were asked Bertolt for some avenues, and he gave them. So,
yes.
You know, I'd like
to talk about the proven record of that person.
Lonnie,
you said, how much money did we raise from the mailing of the survey and asking people to contribute when we were having the election?
It was 18,000.
18,000, and then it was never done again. Just like two sheets of paper put in there. That was Steve Brown. How much money did we raise from the ad in the Nation magazine?
My memory is 25,000.
I rest my case, Babuji.
Okay, just one other little caveat there. That would solve a lot of legal expenses for BAI if that
right.
was to happen.
Well, I'm just wanting people to know, I'm saying what the LSB has said. I'm not saying this is nothing that would cause any kind of lawsuits. There's been a relentless campaign by this board member to get a person that's been fired.
Person
put out emails saying that it's not safe to send your money to the station.
Point of order. This is
finance. We're supposed to be responsible.
I'd like you to stop, and you're not responding.
I think I would like to call a question if we have it on the floor.
Please.
Do we have anything that we can relate to in a motion right now, or are we still looking for a motion?
I think we have
motion on the floor still.
Yeah, Madam Chair, do you want to dispose of that motion? But we have to.
Terry, if you could, are you there? You're on mute. You're going to come off mute in a minute.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah. If the CFO did not propose a substitute motion, the motion on the floor is the motion from Mr. Ramers that the NFC recommends rejection of the budget approved by the WBAI LSB and recommends a $200,000 reduction in projected income and a matching reduction in authorized expenses.
I do have a substitute motion.
If the language I have for the CFO, if he was proposing a substitute motion, it would be that the NFC recommends that Pacifica management, no, that the Pacifica staff, WBAI management, and the WBAI LSB present a single recovery plan by December 1st, 2007 for review by the National Finance Committee and the Pacifica National Board.
Can I just, point of information or whatever, we've talked about this before, that the budgets have to be developed and delivered by management, not by the LSB. The LSB's position is to approve the budget, but not to, so in the text of the motion, it should always say that the budget comes from the management and approved by the LSB.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I accept that correction.
So how would the motion read? The National Finance Committee, this is for the recovery plan, not the budget, but who's developing it?
Yeah.
The recovery plan will be presented by management and approved by the LSB.
So is it WBAI management?
Yes.
The National Finance Committee recommends that WBAI management prepares a recovery plan for approval by the WBAI LSB and presentation by December 1st, 2007 for review by the National Finance Committee and the Pacifica National Board?
Yes.
You're proposing this in lieu of approving the budget?
I think that this is the first step toward approving the budget, and it's a way of getting a proviso without calling it a proviso.
I'd like to propose something, but I'm not sure if we're buried too deep for me to bring that up.
We had a proposal by Berto, and then we have a proposal by Lonnie.
Yeah.
We have to dispose of this and then Mr. Edward Speaker's substitute would be in order.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Could you just repeat that, Lonnie? You want to?
Yeah. All it's suggesting is that whatever the budget situation is at WBI, whatever we do with it later on in this meeting, voted up or voted down, that there be a recovery plan nonetheless, period.
So this is a separate motion.
Yeah, it's a substitute.
Not attached to approval of the budget.
Yes, it is. It simply says that I'm not I'm not I'm not making a statement of approval or not approval. I'm saying whether whatever we do, we're recommending that this must be done, the recovery.
Yeah, I support that motion, but it's out of order because it's not part of this. I think when once we approve or disapprove the budget, we can just come to that motion and just move on. It will be unanimously accepted. I support that myself.
If we disapprove the budget, this motion is still in order. If we approve the budget, this motion is still in order, is my point.
Right. So Berchtold is saying that, let's just go directly to the budget, vote it up or down. And so which budget are we the motion? Berruti initially wanted to put forward the motion with the attachments from the LSB. So, Terry, is that correct? Then we can go to that motion, then based on how if that goes up or down, then go to the management budget. And if that goes up or down, then we go to Lonnie's motion on...
Point of order, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Point of order?
Yes, please.
I do believe protocol is that any motion or recommendation coming from an LSB, the question we have on the table is whether which takes precedent, a motion or a budget coming from the LSB or from the GM. If we could have a ruling on that, then that tells us which one of the parts of this we must dispose of.
Okay. My opinion would be is that we should move on the budget that was approved by the LSB and then go to the management budget.
Okay.
So can we go to that?
I'm going to appeal that ruling.
Sorry?
This is Brian?
Yeah.
I'm going to appeal that ruling. The bylaws delineate the LSB's responsibility as reviewing and approving the budget for the station, not modifying it. I believe it's the LSB's responsibility to withhold approval if it doesn't see what it likes and to work with management, but not to amend it after it's been presented by management.
I think that I think the protocol in the past is that we have done the amendments back with KPFA last year on the headcount, the actual budget, and with the IGM to give us the reduced headcount in
the LSB
later
did not
version.
Vote on any amendments to the budget.
I'm sorry?
The LSB did not vote on any amendments to the budget, I presume,
this year
or last year.
It wasn't presented as an amendment. It was presented as basically
we work together as colleagues.
Finance statement. Right.
Oh, we requested information.
Okay, Brian, it's 12:33. Let's move. I'd just like to vote on the budget that was delivered from the LSB, and then vote on the management budget, and then move on.
And
your position is you think we should not vote on the LSB budget. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's certainly not on any amendments the LSB made to the actual budget.
Basically, when you attempted to divide, I think that's what we're going to do is just remove those caveats from the motion itself, although they believe it to be an integral part of the motion. So should we just divide and then move on the motion and then... And the attachments are basically not something that our committee would speak to anyway, because all except two of them involve operational issues.
Wait, so are you ruling Lonnie's substitute out of order?
No, I'm not ruling his substitute out of order. What I'm ruling is that we need to vote on the budget up or down. The question is which budget. I say we should go on the LSB budget. You're saying that. That we shouldn't rule on that budget at all because it had all these attachments, caveats to it. And I'm saying it's 12:33. I'd like to just, take the vote and move on, Brian.
But the pending question is Lonnie's motion, unless you're ruling it out of order.
No.
For
an opinion on which one we should go to first. If we have not approved a budget, his motion... If we have not approved or disapproved the motion, his motion really has no standing. His motion has standing if we don't approve the budget.
Mm-hmm. That was not my intent, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead, Berlani. I can't hear you.
No, my intent was either way, I think my motion is in order. Whether we approve or don't approve, it doesn't matter which budget. We want a recovery plan either way.
Okay.
Then, Lonnie, it should be postponed until after the budget, because then it's not germane to the original question.
Okay, I agree. I'll agree to postpone. But
okay.
I do want to motivate, speak in support of the management budget.
Madam Chair, I'd like to propose a substitute.
Okay, but
point of order.
Okay, yes. Terry, please help me with this. So it's 9:33. We need to just move on these quickly.
If the member withdraws his appeal, then we can proceed.
So withdrawn.
Okay, so let's just... So can the secretary, Mr. Goodman, if you could just read the first motion.
So we are with my motion right now, right?
Yes.
And I'd like to propose a substitute.
If the CFO's motion has been postponed, then there's room for a substitute.
Pat, did you postpone your motion, Lonnie?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. So before we go to Brian's substitute, let's see what motion we were about to vote on, or what motion is on the floor before the substitute.
The motion that will be substituted is Bertol's motion.
And that is that the $250,000 cut or...
$200,000 reduction and matching reduction in expenses.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, I've just emailed it out. My proposed substitute is that the National Finance Committee recommends the TNB and Pacifica Management 1 reject both the version of the FY 2008 budget approved by BAI Management and that approved by the BAI LSB. 2, require immediate implementation of all cost reductions in the FY 2008 WBI budget proposed by station management. 3, impose an immediate hiring freeze at WBAI for employees and contractors. 4, impose a wage freeze at BAI, applied only where such a freeze would not violate the terms of any employment contract or collective bargaining agreement. 5, impose a freeze on all discretionary spending at WBAI. 6, require WBAI as a condition of lifting the freezes enumerated under items 3, 4, and 5 above, produce a contingency/recovery plan that includes the following elements. The first one, a fiscal year 2008 budget whose revenue forecasts are based on demonstrated ability to raise funds, whose expenses included a payback of at least $50,000 in outstanding debt to the Pacifica National Office, whose accompanying cash flow forecast leaves WBAI with at least one half of 1 month's operating expenses in unrestricted cash at the end of the fiscal year, and which does not contemplate using restricted grants to fund unrelated operating expenses. Second item, a contingency plan that identifies an additional $150,000 in spending cuts that can be implemented if WBAI fails to reach its revenue targets. And 3, proposals for long-term strategies for increasing revenue and or reducing expense.
Did you just make that up?
Point of information.
I did it while you were talking.
No, I heard you.
That's a lot.
The $150,000 cut, if they do, W does not meet its revenue, when?
What's that?
He wants a deadline.
Yeah, because, you know, they can, you know, we can't wait until at the end of the year again to say, okay, well, let's reevaluate the budget for 2008-2009.
You right now have a monthly revenue budget.
Uh-huh.
For the next fiscal year. I'm not saying BAI needs cuts. I really hope WBAI hits the revenue numbers that are in that budget. But WBAI definitely needs a plan for what it does if it doesn't hit those numbers, because I think there is a likelihood that it will not. And that's what I'm asking for. Show me that you can get your expenses into line with your income quickly if you don't hit your budget numbers before I'll approve a budget.
I'm still confused by the deadline, though, because, you know, it's like by next month, by 3 months after the next fund drive.
When do they come up with the plan, you mean? Is that what you're asking?
Well, if we don't meet our revenue our projection, which we are $400,000 now from the actual on the budget proposed, then when does action start taking place? Because we're always postponing and postponing. You know.
Move to divide, Madam Chair.
Yes, please. Lonnie.
So that's an awful lot of stuff. And I'm not remembering half of it, so maybe taking one by one might be helpful. Although I'm keenly aware that will extend the meeting, and we still won't have WPFW's budget dealt with.
Go ahead.
Lonnie, do you have access to email where you are right now?
Yes, I do.
Did you get what I sent out through the listserv?
No, I don't think I do. Send it to me.
I'll send it to you directly.
Yeah. Can we do a time check, Madam Chair, an estimated...
And I really, really don't like doing this. It is 12:41 a.m., Thursday morning.
I've got the board coming in tomorrow and 8:30, 9 o'clock with the general manager. So it's going to be... What can we do here, folks? We've got... How many parts of the motion, Brian? Six?
It says protect the budget, but implement the cost reductions from it. Freeze hiring, freeze wages where you can, freeze discretionary spending, and if you want to lift those freezes, come up with a budget that meets certain criteria, come up with a contingency plan for cutting spending if you don't hit your revenue targets, and create long-term revenue strategies.
How did you want to divide this, Lonnie?
Well, I was hoping Brian might summarize it down to 3 points, because some of it sounds familiar, and we've discussed
it. It's what we've discussed.
Yeah. So is there any way to simplify this so that we could really act on it tonight? 3 points, maybe?
Point of order.
Terry?
Yeah, the member has not identified what portion of the motion to divide. Perhaps if the maker read it off one section at a time, that would give the members of the committee an opportunity to object to a particular section and have that section divided out.
Okay.
Sure. Item 1, reject both the version of the FY 2008 budget approved by WBAI management and that approved by the WBAI LSB.
That would be move to divide on that one.
Item 2, require immediate implementation of all cost reductions in the FY 2008 WBAI budget proposed by station management.
That's in the budget before us.
Depends what the budget before us is.
I'm assuming it's the management budget.
Yeah.
Item 3, impose an immediate hiring freeze at WBAI for employees and contractors.
That is in the budget before us.
No, not necessarily, because this would freeze a position that opened up, even if it was a budgeted position.
Fine. But that's the intent in this budget.
Item 4, impose a wage freeze at WBAI, applied only where such a freeze would not violate the terms of any employment contract or collective bargaining agreement. In other words, no raises anywhere you have control over whether or not you give out raises.
Okay, that's in the budget, too. That's in the management budget. Go on.
What, item 5.
Can I get clarification on that?
What's that?
I wanted to get clarification on that.
Isn't that in the budget?
I don't know the detail on that line for us, so...
Well,
budget assumes that the 4% schedule to go in effect October 1st will not go in effect. Is that what Brian is saying?
Lonnie, what does the management budget?
Yeah, the management budget assumes that the increases, the union increases, will not go into effect. The intent was October 1st, but... There's a requirement for 30 days notice, so we're looking maybe at November 1st even.
Okay, so if that's a requirement, so Brian will have to change his to go with it. So that's management budget. So what's the next point?
Well, mine basically says you don't violate a collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah,
so
that's
different than and union, and they're talking with union now, with union people there, say we need to do this. And then management has the right to implement reductions, even over union objections, following the contract for layoffs. But this is not layoffs. See, this is just salary reductions.
Right. Well, then that jibes with my language. My language is saying don't get yourself into legal trouble.
Okay.
Okay. Item 5, impose a freeze on all discretionary spending at BAI.
I think the discretionary is too vague at this point, and I would move to strike. Just too vague. What's discretionary, what's not? It gets into a lot of issues, and we don't want to go there. Anyway, that's my opinion, but keep going.
Item 6. Require BAI as a condition of lifting the freezes enumerated under items 3, 4, and 5 above. So those would be all the freeze items. Produce a contingency and recovery plan that includes the following elements. First element, a fiscal year 2008 budget whose revenue forecasts are based on demonstrated ability to raise funds, whose expenses include a payback of at least $50,000 in outstanding debt to the Pacifica National Office, whose accompanying cash flow forecast leaves WBAI with at least one half of 1 month's operating expenses in unrestricted cash at the end of the fiscal year, and which does not contemplate using restricted grants to fund unrelated operating expenses.
Second. Nothing wrong with that one, because I think that's part of the plan, except the idea of demonstrated isn't defined. But other than that, that is part of their intent, as I recall. Rudy, you can correct me, but that they would look at a recovery plan. I think that's one of their stipulations for out of the LSB even. There is the intent of having 1.5 months. So there's nothing controversial in it except the definition of demonstrated. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah, and a contingency plan.
Next item, a contingency plan that identifies an additional $150,000 in spending cuts that can be, not will be, can be implemented if WBAI fails to reach its revenue targets.
That seems to be part of a recovery plan, but yes, on the face of it, it is not contradictory, right? Because that would be presumably part of a recovery plan and as well.
Third
item. I have
item.
An objection to that because there is no deadline to it. It can be postponed.
Yeah,
forever.
We're just doing conceptual. What is controversial and should be, you know, taken out for a special look, and what seems to be part of their plan already.
Third sub-item: proposals for long-term strategies for increasing revenue and/or reducing expense.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for doing that, Brian. It helps me understand your intent.
Okay.
Anyone that I.
And we need to amend about monitoring because, you know, all this stuff is out there. But, you know, like Bert says, we need some dates in there for these things to happen, and we need long-term monitoring of the of BAI.
Yeah, I think most of it is workable. I just don't think we should reject the FY07 budget and the management and that approved by WBLSB, because all the other components here are essentially entail what's already in that budget and or a recovery. So I'm dividing into two parts. Immediate action to be taken and the creation of a contingency / recovery plan. All of that I think is reasonable. But I don't think rejecting the budget is both budgets is the way to do it.
Well, to clarify, Lonnie, the cash forecast, the cash flow statement you gave us to accompany this budget from BAI management shows the station with a negative bank balance at the end of the fiscal year.
It was $4,000. You got 8 months to find, 9 months to find $4,000. That's not their biggest problem.
Well, okay, but one of the conditions I've laid out here is that the updated budget has to show half a month's cash at the end of the fiscal year.
Yeah, and that I think is by far more important. If you show, and that's going to be due to 150,000 reduction, so that solves the problem there. That if you come up with additional 150,000, you solve the cash flow problem way beyond even 4,000. So I think it takes care of itself if that part of the if that motion is implemented here tonight.
Terry.
Terry, please.
Yeah, there were three items identified for possible separation. I think there was an objection to the lack of a deadline, but the motion only says the recovery plan must be presented before the freezes can be lifted. So
yeah.
That provides its own kind of a deadline, so I don't see where something could be pulled out on that. The CFO recommended pulling out the imposition of a freeze on discretionary spending, and that might be able to be brought back in by a change of language, impose the freeze on the discretionary spending as identified by the CFO,
yeah.
Which would only, which would then, if that is approved by the maker, only leave the separation of rejecting both versions.
Okay.
If it takes us towards a consensus, I'll go for that insertion, Terry.
So the freeze on discretionary spending is as identified by the CFO.
By Pacifica's CFO.
By Pacifica's CFO.
Baruti?
Yes.
The hiring freeze, that doesn't prevent us from filling the GM position, does it?
No.
Okay.
Because you'd just be flipping an interim.
Right. Let's see. And then also, like, in, for instance, in our budget, we have an increase for advertising spending. Is that still available? I mean, that's because obviously that's going to help us increase revenue. So, I mean, but it's a spending item that wasn't made in the current fiscal year.
Well, the way Terry's worded it, it would be up to Lonnie to decide whether or not that's discretionary. I wouldn't take it for granted that it's going to make you money or make you money this fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
But?
Mm-hmm. And I think the 100, and because you're, the part about the cash balance at the end of the year is how much? What would you like to see?
Half a month,
which is about 150,000, more or less, right, Bonnie?
Yes.
So it's, you're sort of in the same ballpark with Bertol. Because
yes.
If we're right now, if we're at, well, I had a different cash flow than Lonnie had a slight, very small cash balance at the end of the year. But if we're required to cut expenses to get us to the point, although you do include the possibility of increasing revenue in there, but
if
let's
you could
assume,
do it, you know, good on you.
Right, but more than likely, we're looking at additional expense reduction. So, you're in either scenario. In your scenario, we're probably looking for $150,000 of expense reductions, and in Bertol's, we're looking at $200,000. From my quick review of what we would have to do in order to achieve that cash reserve balance that you're suggesting.
Yeah, but Baruti, check it out. The first 2 weeks of October, there's
mm-hmm.
no money coming in, but there's a payroll period. If you don't have half a month's cash in your bank account at the end of the year that you can spend, you're sunk. October 1st is your low watermark.
I agree that the financials are a problem. I'm not arguing that. I'm trying to see how do we get out of this the situation that we're in. That's the point that I'm saying. I looked at the cash flows and I'm not comfortable with it either. So even with the revised ones, I mean, but I'm just saying how do we get out of it? So. And I don't have an alternative.
Well, Bert?
Yes, please.
Okay, yeah. Well, Baruti, you mentioned that this is kind of the same concept that I'm putting forth.
Mm-hmm.
The major difference is I want a cut of, you know, 200 or 150. I mean, I can be optimistic also and put another 50,000 and hope we make that 50,000, 100,000. Wishful thinking on my part, but I want it up front. You know,
mm-hmm.
Brian is mentioning that he's giving WBI the chance to prove that we are going to raise the money we say we're going to raise. And I don't think you should have a problem with that because you're saying you're going to raise that money. And at the end of the year, you have that additional $150,000. What I'm saying is the cut should be made now because we're not going to raise that money because our actual year-to-date is $1.9 million. The budgeted year-to-date is $2.3 million. Our variance is really $444,000 in the red. And I do not see how next year we're going to get close to 2.3 million, and in fact actually go over that. So I'm suggesting that it is not prudent to project, you know, that we're going to raise, you know, 2.3 million. Actually more, 2.37 million, 2.37 million. Because right now we're 400,000 off our budgeted already.
What date, Bertol? You must be looking at July.
As of July.
Yeah, now August they raised 471,000 with the summer drive. So you have to factor that in.
How much?
470,000.
Not net. Gross pledge.
Gross pledge, yeah. So you have to factor that in. That's where the 400,000 you're missing is going to come into play.
But so you're talking about another 300.
Right. But if I understand what's being suggested, like I said, I appreciate the financial situation that we're in, but we still, in both scenarios, we still have to meet our goals. In a scenario in which the LSB is put forward, management has LSB has passed with those provisos. We have to meet our goal. And in Brian's scenario, we have to meet our goal. But in addition, in Brian's scenario, we have to reduce costs. Because our scenario, at the end of the day, we're basically in a break-even cash flow situation. But Brian is saying that we need to do better than break-even from a cash perspective. We need to have $150,000 in the bank. So we're assuming equal revenues in both scenarios. The only way to have extra cash is to not spend it, which means that we have to reduce our costs. So, but it's, I mean, obviously, 150 is better than 200,000.
Rudy, if you don't have 150 in the bank, where's it going to come from? That's my question.
Right. No, I'm
working at a station that's laying people off.
Right.
And also not getting money it's owed by the national office, because the national office is short money it's owed by BAI.
And this is a station that has reserves of $1 million.
Right.
So that's the question.
And that's why I put on the table that I don't have an answer, and I want to hear from people who know the business better than I know. So that's why my suggestion was that we, you know, this whole operational audit scenario. In other words, even in all scenarios, we need a fresh pair. We need a fresh look, a quote unquote independent look,
yeah,
at what's going on.
Well, that be how you get here, Baruti. This just sets the targets. It's not telling you how
right.
to do it.
Oh no,
it's our role to tell the station how to do it.
Right. I'm saying is that I don't think we can get to your target on the resources that we have available to us at this point. I guess that's the point that I'm saying.
On a positive note from Bert this time, you know, we as a network, have never had, you know, like a real fundraiser event, not off air, but like a dinner or whatever. And we're talking about national office before, you know, being together, having the time working from 9 to 5, you know, we should be endowed with organizing, you know, a dinner, an event. And we should target like $1 million. I mean, all other groups, progressive groups, are doing this. And, you know, 6 months, long-term planning, hard work from full-time workers, in collaboration with support from board members and local station boards, you know, I do not understand why we do not put this forward. That would be like $1 million or more we should be able to raise outside of listener-sponsored, you know, and that should be done every year, you know, a roasting of the media, I'm in New York right now. I'm looking at the Daily News and the New York Post, who are putting things like the monster from Iran spoke and was snugged by Lady Bush. I mean, they should ban this newspaper forever. I mean, that's not a newspaper. I mean, so we should be on these things. We should, you know, like, we can. I really believe that, I don't think the AI can, but as a network, I think we can, we should have a fundraising event and where we charge, I don't know how many hundreds of dollars per table or per seat, and raise a lot of money that way as a network. And since we have the national office and we have all these cuts, I think people should be motivated to work on this thing and make it happen, make it work. You know, now, that's also unproven, but, you know, with all the stipulation, it seems like everybody wants to put in here, except for me, that's one of the things that we should really actually put in there. Like 6 months, 7 months from now, there should be a major fundraising event by the entire network organized by the national office where Lonnie and the CEO should be in charge of that and raise money.
We're doing exactly that December
15th. I heard that, but I didn't feel that what you guys were planning was...
Point of order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're getting to the end here, but okay, that's enough. Okay, go ahead, Brian.
No, the point was that we're off the pending motion.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we've gone... Okay, the part that Bertolt is making is the other additional things that need to be done. So how do we want to address the motion and that, as we said, a number of the motions are the ones that's part of the management budget that was submitted. So are we considering this
Terry.
As a substitute to, Terry, as a substitute to Burke, which is a substitute to which budget? Go ahead.
The motion on the floor is the motion to divide out rejection of both versions.
Okay.
If it'll get us closer to something we can vote on, I'll just accept that into my motion.
Then the motion is Mr. Edwards' secret's motion as amended.
Okay. Are we there?
Are we ready to vote?
I think so.
Where's the vote?
So,
read the motion. We're on.
As modified.
Mr. Edwards, speaker. I'm not at home, so I don't have the email. You'll have to read it.
Okay. As modified, it would read, the National Finance Committee recommends the Pacifica National Board and Pacifica Management, 1, require immediate implementation of all cost reductions in the FY 2008 WBA budget proposed by station management, 2, impose an immediate hiring freeze at WBAI for employees and contractors, 3, impose a wage freeze at WBAI applied only where such a freeze would not violate the terms of any employment contract or collective bargaining agreement, 4, impose a freeze on all discretionary spending as identified by Pacifica CFO at WBAI, 5, require WBAI as a condition of lifting the freezes enumerated under items 3, 4, and 5 above, produce a contingency/recovery plan that includes the following elements. Bullet 1. An FY 2008 budget whose revenue forecasts are based on demonstrated ability to raise funds, whose expenses include a payback of at least $50,000 in outstanding debt to the Pacifica National Office, whose accompanying cash flow forecast leaves WBAI with at least 1 month operating expenses in unrestricted cash at the end of the fiscal year, which does not contemplate using restricted grants to fund unrelated operating expenses. Second bullet point, a contingency plan that identifies an additional $150,000 in spending cuts that can be implemented if WBAI fails to reach its revenue targets. Third and final bullet point, proposals for long-term strategies for increasing revenue and or reducing expense.
I will call the roll of all members on the motion as stated in case any have joined the call. Adelson. Bediako.
No, because of the 150. Everything else I could go with.
Edward Speaker.
Do we want to move separate this?
We're in the middle of a vote. Gatewood.
Unconscious.
Goodman. Goodman votes yes. Six.
I'll pass for the time being.
Martin. Rawline.
No.
Ramers.
I pass. I'm back.
Going back to the passes and or absences. Gatewood. Hicks.
No.
Reimers.
Yes.
Okay. I have 1, 2, 3 yeses. 1, 2, 3 no's. Does the chair wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
With the motion passes, that exhausts all pending motions, and a motion for budget approval would be in order.
Is further discussion, or this is an amendment to the budget, to the main motion on the budget, right?
No, we separated this from the budget.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, all motions have been disposed of.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Terry?
I'm actually waiting for Lonnie.
I'll move to approve the WBI budget with the provisos attached.
You mean what we just voted on?
Yes.
Oh.
I guess it could be with the following proviso, and that way it can be made into a continuous single motion.
Okay. I understand.
Okay.
Is there discussion, or did we vote?
There's no discussion. I don't hear any discussion. Of course, we've already discussed it, so why don't we go to a vote?
Bediako.
Can I? It's just a point of order. Pass the budget. Can I just ask you again? You're talking about the management budget.
Yes, that's what I'm referring to.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. Bediako.
Lonnie's motion is to pass the management budget.
With the proviso of the motion that we just adopted.
With the proviso of the motion that we just
adopted.
So it's a conditional approval.
With the conditional approval. All right, come back to me. I got to think for a minute. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's a pass. Edward Speaker.
Yes.
Gatewood.
What was it?
Goodman votes yes. Hicks.
Yes.
Rawline.
Okie dokie.
That's a yes. Reimers.
No.
Back to Bediako.
No.
Okay. The vote is 4 yes and 2 no. The motion is adopted.
That was interesting. Since the two BAI people voted no. Shall we move the agenda?
The two BAI people agreed on something.
Let's just do a time check now is 1:10 a.m. And I promise never to do this. What is the pleasure? We're just going to go into PFW. Are there major issues? Jane, you're still there, right? Is Jane there?
English? That member did not vote on the last two roll calls.
Lonnie, what are the major issues? I know we discussed. Can you just go over it briefly, and then we can decide what we need to do here, other than vote?
Well, the PFW budget was approved by the LSB. I think it was not close. The issues that I'm aware of were that there's some questions about the gala and the budget, but those seem to have been taken care of in the context of the budget. I'm satisfied with the budget.
So how are they taken care of? This was the issue, yeah, the last time we spoke.
Yeah, they put it into the budget, and apparently the LSB was satisfied. That is the
cost and revenue?
Yeah, cost and revenue.
And what was it, break-even, or was there...
They only budgeted break-even, but they'll do a lot better than that.
Okay.
So at this point, and their cash reserves, you know, there is about four times the operating. So, you know, W is in pretty good shape financially, although I'm aware that there are issues there where people are feeling they're not making as much progress as they should be, and there are issues around relationships between the LSP and management. But strictly speaking financially, I don't have any reservations about their budget.
Lonnie?
Bertho?
Yes.
Bert, please.
How about Jane's concern that fund drive where they were expecting 95% fulfillment rate? Let's assume that it was 85% and you had to reduce it by 10%. What would be the impact? Let's assume you were wrong.
Well, first of all, I checked the budget as she made that comment. That's not 95% fulfillment rate in the budget.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know where she got that information. It's not accurate. The issue of what their traditional fulfillment rate, it's always been, you know, 85%. So I don't have any problem with the fulfillment rate issue. I don't know where that concern comes from. So... I move that we accept the WPFW budget and recommend it for adoption to the PNB. I'm not seeing any big issues there in that budget.
Just to clarify, the LSB did not adopt it at PFW?
They
did, okay.
Yes, it was not close.
I see. Not close, but they did adopt it. In other words, they adopted it by an overwhelming majority.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So is there further discussion? Because that was the major issue the last time with this gala, and it was not in there. So if they have this operational expense, they don't have it in cash or capital, do they?
They have both. They show both in cash and capital. That's how they ended up deciding to do it.
They're showing expenses that's not capital in cash and capital?
They're showing expenses and revenue as an offset in cash and capital right now. That's how they're doing it.
And,
I said it's fine.
And on whose advice is that?
I don't know. That's how they chose to do it. They can show it in revenue and they can show it as an operational expense, but they have a detailed budget for this gala that just won't fit into their normal budget format. But they do have a detailed budget for this thing.
Well, a couple questions here.
Go ahead, Brian.
In the cash and capital section, I see $73,000 of surplus prior year.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's just to show the one, the whatever you want in the bottom line.
Yeah, and it shows where they're going to get the money from.
Okay.